Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Anything different on the theme tune?
Yeah, make it funky.
Same, but make it funky.
I was hearing it more like a funky hip hop. Yeah, like that.
All right, guys, here we go. Let's do the best one ever.
A one, two.
Hello!
Good evening.
And welcome.
Welcome.
It's time for us to have a lovely time. It's nice to be here because we're all little friends here. We like to go shopping and we like drinking root beer. Ben likes the bingo and Will's into wet wipes. Mark loves a marquee and Joe and the pianist both like LAPD.
It's the Horn Section Podcast.
Yeah, it's the Horn
Section Podcast.
It's what?
Horn
it's
Section
what?
Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. Hello!
Oh, dear.
Didn't like that.
Whoops. It was really funky.
Guys.
It was the definition of funk.
It's the Horn Section Podcast, and it's the potato episode. Next week. Next week. Next week, Mark.
Next week. It's next week.
Shit.
It's not the potato.
So, hello, good morning, and welcome to the Horn Section Podcast. Please, can I have some slowly building, powerful music, Mr. Pianist, and everyone else join in? Who are the Horn Section? Let me tell you the answer to that question right now. We are the Horn Section. Six individuals who are nothing without each other. Each of us gets up in the morning and waddles around. Useless, pathetic, naked, limp creatures with no hope, no spark. Until we meet up. With not one other person, but the five other people I see before me now. And then we come alive, feeding off one another's lifeblood. Inspired by each other's energy, gulping down our mutual musical creativity. So that we can spew these rainbow sounds into all of your ears. We become a six-headed musical being. We walk, we talk, we sing as one. And when one of us perishes, the rest shall crumple into the earth and speak no more. Stop. Yes. As soon as one of us dies, that's the end. Say hello, everyone.
Hello, hello everyone.
A question from Willip, the bassist.
Time out.
Ah, quick time out.
Quick time out. Did anyone else hear that clipping?
I heard a bit of clopping.
I heard a lot of another band.
Oh, don't.
Okay, guys, we're going to start with a quick but very long... Oh. Guys, pay attention.
Yes, Alex. It's podcast time.
It's podcast time.
What was that song we just played about?
If one of us dies, then it's over.
Yeah, it's basically saying we feed off each other, but if one of us dies, that's the end.
So is that true?
I think so. I think we won't carry on.
Well, if you die, that would definitely make sense. It doesn't matter
when,
about anyone else.
When
you die.
Yeah. Maybe if Will dies, we carry on.
Yeah.
But I think everyone else, we'd need them. Right, we're going to start with a quick but very long song that I've written the words for but don't know any music. I've got some lyrics for each of you here. I'm now handing out the pieces of paper.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's sort of a folky number, but quite upbeat. Upbeat folk.
Banjo time, isn't it?
It might be banjo time.
Finally.
Can I suggest a melody?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Maybe we don't need the banjo.
We need the banjo. Right.
So folky that, yeah.
I think
it sounds really classic folk.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Here we go. Right. This is called Likes. This is called Likes and Dislikes by the Horn Section.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
What are you into? What sort of thing do you like? Joe,
fruit. Cause fruit look nice.
Okay. Well, what, Mark, are you into? What sort of thing do you like?
I love my house, cause my house can't bite.
Okay then, Ben. What are you into? What sort of thing do you like?
I love my horse. A big horse is quite a sight.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Will, what are you into? What sort of thing do you like, Key?
I want to be a dragon, because a dragon is long and spiky.
It is. Oh, what are you into, Ed? What sort of thing do you like?
Mostly butter, because butter can be so bright.
Wow! Cool answer. What are you into, Joe? What sort of thing do you like?
One day I want her a catch her a damsel, and then I would be an actual knight.
What are you into, Mark? What sort of thing do you like?
I like green, although green can be white.
Ben!
Yep!
What are you into? What sort of thing do you like?
Fire!
A fire is quite... Well, no, it's not shite.
It's not, is it? Okay, what are you into? What sort of thing do you like? Will.
I worship Gad, although Gad can beat a donkey in a fight.
Lovely. What, Ed, are you into? What sort of thing do you like? Last one.
I suppose I like Tetsy. You know, Tetsy is officially a parasite.
Oh, that's super. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I meant... We have to do it all again. Here we go. What flies are you into? What sort of fly do you like? Joe.
Fruit flies. Fruit flies look nice.
That's more like it. Mark. What flies are you into? What sort of flies do you like?
I like my house fly, because my house fly can't...
What flies are you into? What sort of flies do you like, Ben?
I love my horse fly. A big horse fly is quite a sight.
What flies are you into, Will? What sort of flies do you like, ye?
I want to be a dragonfly, because a dragonfly is long and spiky.
What flies are you into, Ed? What sort of flies do you like?
Mostly butterflies, because butterflies can be so bright.
What flies are you into, Joe? What sort of flies do you like?
One day I want to capture a damsel fly, and then I'll be an actual night fly.
Doesn't work. What flies are you into, Mark? What sort of flies do you like?
I like green flies, although green fleas can't be white.
What flies are you into, Ben? What sort of flies do you like?
Oh, fireflies. A firefly is not shy.
What flies are you into, Will? What sort of flies do you like?
I worship gadflies, although gadflies can beat a donkey in a fight.
What flies are you into? Last one. What sort of flies do you like, Ed?
I suppose I like tetsy flies. Yes, I know tetsy flies is officially a parasite.
And that is Superfly! 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 Right, ready for a quiz?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
I'll say.
Well done, everyone.
Might do some post-production on that one.
Really?
So they're all flies in the end?
Yeah, they're all flies in the end. Well, we're going to sing it again at the end.
Oh, God.
Let's just sing it again now.
No, I've got another one. I've got another one.
The same miniature one where he opens the paper and it's all those clever lyrics.
Yeah, but better than that.
Or better than that.
Cont.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Shh. Well, it's not as good as that flies one.
Quizzes! Okay, guys, look, it's time for a quiz. And I should say...
The title of the quiz.
And I should say, whoever emerges victorious will win this spanner!
Whoa!
Whoa. That's a big spanner.
Thank you. And this quiz is called A Word in Your Year. Mark, please sing the theme tune that Ed is going to play for you. In your year. A word in your year. Say the word ear, Mark.
Year.
No, say ear.
Ear.
How do you say year?
Yeah.
Ear.
Ear.
Year.
Yeah.
Now say yeah.
Yeah.
Ear.
Ear.
Year.
Yeah.
Silly. Silly boy.
Interesting.
All right, look. There are four questions. If it's
a four question.
There's a four question.
Say, if, say questions.
Question. If it's a tie at the end, then there's a final question. Name the year. You can buzz in at any time. If you get it wrong, you can't buzz till three more answers have come in. So you've just got to name a year.
66.
Right, so you can't now buzz till three more answers have come in. Because you buzzed too early there, Will. It's not 66.
Also, he didn't buzz.
No.
Well, he did buzz.
Is he buzzing by just saying the answer?
Yeah. So you're out for three more answers.
Should we all just say the answer as the buzz? Or do you want
you have to buzz.
Buzz. Okay.
Fine. Like Will did. All right. Can we have just a gentle beat, please, under this, Ben? Quiz, a quiz beat.
Oh, yeah.
Loud, though.
Oh, yeah. Maybe some bomb, bomb, bomb from you, Will.
How is he going to buzz if he's doing that?
Hit the cymbal.
I'm out anyway.
Like that. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. How does he buzz in? Maybe just shout your names. Shout your names! Okay, here we go. What year? Here we go. What year is this? Phil Collins turned 21. Led Zeppelin released Black Dog. Don McLean releases American Pie.
Mark! 73.
No more guesses for you for another three. Music, please. Disney World opened in Florida. Mariah Carey is born.
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
76.
No more guesses for you. You've got to wait two more guesses, Mark, before you can come in again. Everyone. My Ding-a-Ling by Chuck Berry comes out. Evel Knievel jumps over 19 cars. My Sweet Lord is released by George Harrison. The NASDAQ is established in NYC and Britain goes decimal. Lean on Me by Bill Withers comes out. Why are you not guessing?
Ben.
Oh, yes, Ben.
76.
Well, he guessed that just
before. 75.
Well, now you can't guess for six guesses now.
Really?
Mark, you can come in. Will, you're back in the game now. So it's between Will and Ed, but then Mark is back in if the next one is wrong. Not a bad game.
Very good game.
David Tennant is born. Louis Armstrong is dead.
Ed.
Yes, Ed.
71.
You can't now guess for another three guesses. Mark, you're back into the game. 74. What's going on, Mark? You now can't guess for another three guesses. Joe, you're back
Did
in the game.
Did you say 74?
Yes.
That's what you said last time.
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
70.
No, you now can't guess for another three guesses.
77.
So it's between Ben, Will and Ed at the moment. Mark, you can come in. In two guesses time.
72.
It is 72. What's your name?
He didn't buzz in.
Will.
Will, what's your guess?
72.
Right, so you've got 1 point.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
There are three more. Remember, I said there are four. So three more. Oh, three more.
Is everyone back in then?
Everyone's back in.
Brilliant. Hey, what a great game.
Everyone understand the rules?
Yeah.
Oh, we've gone up one. Yeah, why not?
It's more exciting. It's more exciting.
What year is this? Justin Bieber turned 14. Breaking Bad began. Princess Eleanor of Belgium is born. And Bo Diddley. Yes, Ed.
2011.
Incorrect. You can't buzz in for another three now. Bo Diddley dies. Boo. Ting Ting's released. That's not my name. Lady Gaga. Mark. Yes, Mark.
2008.
He's got it. He's got 1 point. Yes.
So I just read about the Ting Tings.
Did you?
Yeah. Don't know why.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. Okay, next round. What year is this? Queen Victoria turned 21. Queen Victoria married Prince Albert. British colonists arrived in New Zealand.
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
1900.
I mean, you're an idiot. You can't guess for another three guesses. Thomas Hardy was born, but Niccolo Paganini died. The penny black is issued for the first time. It's the world's first postage stamp. William II became King of the Netherlands. Claude Monet was born. The body of Napoleon is laid to rest. And America was 64 years old. This year was 284 years ago, so that is all the details you're going to get. So we'll start at the beginning again. Queen Victoria turned 21. Queen Victoria married Prince Albert. British colonists arrived. You're back in, Mark, in New Zealand. Thomas Hardy was born. No using the phone, please,
Ed,
Joe. Yes, Ed. Yes, Ed.
1844.
No, it was 284 years ago. Everyone back in.
Thomas Orney was born. Niccolo Piccinini died. Penny Black is issued for the first time. World's first postage stamp. William II became King of the Netherlands. Claude Monet was born.
Mark, 18.
Yes, Mark.
1838.
Oh, my God. Carry on. The body of Napoleon is laid to rest. America was 64 years old. It was 284 years ago. So what year is this? So it's 2024 minus 284. What year is that?
It's impossible.
Queen Victoria.
That's a problem, isn't it?
I'm sort of busy.
1840.
It is 1840, Mark. You have got your second point. So
it's
now
easier if you're not playing an instrument.
Only
Mark wasn't allowed to guess.
I though. Know, but it was so painful. So this is the last year now. It's the last year. It's
2023.
You've got two, but Will could capture you. Here we go. This is a serious one. So a little bit slower, but definitely upper. Upper tone.
I think some people will be screaming at the radio when they listen to that, won't they?
What's the radio doing?
It's just on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Julia, for the opportunity.
The final round of
Julian.
A word in your year. Here we go. Les Dennis turned 35. Australia turned 200.
Mark, it's 1988.
He's only gone and done it. Rihanna was born 88. It's the year Mark Brown wins. Yeah. Oh!
Wow. That's super cool.
Well, I'm going to give you a prize now. Please, Mark, will you play the prize-giving music as I give you your prize? Here we go, Mark. I don't want to talk about the things we've gone through. Although it's hurting me, now it's history. I've played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Oh, nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes a tool. There you
Thank
go,
you.
Here's your spanner.
Hey, here's my spanner. The winner takes a tool. Can I keep this?
No, we need that for the tour.
Oh.
That's the sort of joke you might hear on the tour, guys.
When is the tour?
From March till November.
Whoa.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Guys, that was great, but I prefer all the things that Ed does by himself. So, Ed, you've got such a lovely buzz about you. Please, could you?
He has got some buzz.
Please,
this week.
Please, could you tell us about the song that you've written for this week's podcast show?
Well, it's very pertinent. It's kind of a commentary on the way that our relationships have changed ever since TV went from being a live experience to streaming anytime you want, and the changes that brought.
Do you mean
in the way that
the
we?
Horn section?
No, just everyone in general about how we now chat to each other.
He's got such a buzz about him, doesn't he?
Is it a funny song?
It's buzzy.
No, not really.
No.
Is it good? Does it sound nice?
Some of it.
Cool. Is it long? Is it too long?
Yeah, it's definitely too long.
Well, it sounds perfect, guys. This one's called "Stop Recommending Shows."
Yep.
Has it become the norm? We've got plans to make fun things. Subscribe and then you'll find we'll talk and put the world to right. 'Cause your taste in TV shows is shy. Stop recommending me shows. Stop recommending me shows. Stop recommending me shows. Stop recommending me shows.
Whoa, what a tune. Song.
Wow, it's too short for me.
Well, give it a mark out of five.
Five.
Oh, Wilbo.
It's my
maximum points.
Favourite song.
Well done. Well done, everyone. Oh, do you guys know the theme to Casualty?
Yep.
Well, I'd like. Yes, yes. Well, I'd like one of you to play it. Who's best at playing that?
Trumpet.
Okay, trumpet, can you play that? But I'm going to throw a spanner in the works. So you have to hold
another
a spanner.
Another spanner?
Exactly. So Joe's going to play that. You're going to throw a spanner at him while he plays it. Joe, you've got to hold the spanner in one of your hands while playing it, and I'm going to read. Stop it. I'm going to read the words to Casualty that you sent. Do you remember?
Yeah. So I'm throwing the spanner at him.
Yeah.
And he's going to catch it with a hand that isn't playing the trumpet.
We're throwing a spanner in the works. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Feels like we should have had a lighter spanner.
No. It's the biggest spanner I could get.
It's huge.
It's a big spanner. All right. So let's. Everyone ready? We're going to throw a spanner in the works. This is the theme tune to Casualty, played by the trumpeter, who's going to have a spanner thrown at him, and I'm going to sing the words to the Casualty theme tune that the trumpeter has written. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, go! Oh, bloody hell, is he dead? Nobody's pretty fucked. Do you think he'll pull through? Well, let's see what we can do. That is a good idea, and it is why we're here. Maybe we'll save his life. That would be great.
Fuck it.
That was throwing a spanner in the works.
That's a heavy old spanner, that.
But it is wrapped in a protective plastic bag.
You can't really feel it because of the plastic.
No, that's true. That does thin protective sheath did make quite a difference.
Right, well, that was a scrappy bit, but now it's time for a play. And the play is called the first episode of The Last of the Summer Wine. This is written again by the trumpeter. Ben, you're going to play the part of Clegg.
Okay.
Foggy will be played by Will. Nora Batty, that's you, Mark Brown.
Perfect.
And Joe will take the part of Justin. Ed, you're going to be providing the theme tune.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in it.
What?
Are we doing accents and stuff? Is that the plan?
It's up to you, I think. Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Yorkshire.
All right.
Nora Batty.
So, listeners, this is the first of the last of the summer wine.
Morning, Clegnut.
I wish you wouldn't call me that.
Sorry, you're right. It's not very original. Morning, Dangleberry.
Christ. Morning, Justin. You smell terrible. Why'd you sleep out there?
I just thought I'd save a few quid by sleeping in the garden.
But you know, we split the rent three ways.
Really? Oh, well. I tend to sleep on the compost heap. It's definitely the most comfortable area of the garden.
Morning, lads. Jesus, it stinks in here. What's going on?
Justin sleeps on the compost heap.
Why?
It's the most comfortable area of the garden.
I guess it probably is. Fair enough, Mr. Compost. Great set last night, Clegg.
Thanks, Foggy. I think I need to drop some of the harder beats a bit earlier on in the evening. Get there, though. It's getting there.
Worked for me, mate. You behaved impeccably as ever, Justin.
Yep, stick to the cider, mate. Not getting involved in any of that Class A nonsense.
He's joking. You can't keep slapping people's bottoms, then disappearing off into the crowd. It's not cool.
Interesting you should say that, Clegnut. The times, they are changing. I have a date tonight. You know that girl, three doors down?
Nora Batty? Yes, she's fit. Everyone fancies her. You've got no chance.
Is that her name? Well, tonight, I will gnaw her batty.
Do you mean you're going to chew her bottom?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
What have you got planned?
She's going to need to be pretty special if you think she's going to let you chew on her bottom.
Yeah, come on, Mr. Compost, let's hear it.
Well, I've written her this song on my banjo. I'm going to play it outside her window.
That's not a date, Justin.
Call it what you like, Cleggy. I'm pretty sure I'll be chewing on her bottom by before sundown.
You're not going to be chewing on anything unless you have a bath between now and then.
No way, no baths.
Fine. Have a shower, then.
I'll have a pot wash.
What on earth is that?
It's when you give each body part its own little shower using a teapot.
Cool. I like that.
I'm clean. I'm off. Wish me luck.
It's 9 a.m, Justin.
And you still smell of compost heap, Mr. Compost. I might just call you Compost from now on.
Good idea. But that's still a bit long, I reckon. How about compose? Drop the T.
Yeah, that's the one. Compose? Wait, what's that huge lump in your trousers? You can't go out looking like that.
Oh, you spotted it. Well, during the pot wash, one of my balls became lodged in the spout bit of the teapot, and I can't seem to shift it.
Have you tried butter?
Of course I have. I love butter.
No. Have you tried putting butter down the spout to help release the bollock?
Nah, I think it's fine. She won't notice. It's concealed by my trousers. Wish me luck.
Nora! Oh, what a lovely signora! I'd like to take you to Andorra.
What's that awful racket?
I wrote it just for you. Do you like it?
What's wrong with your voice? Sounds like someone's squeezing your balls.
Oh, is that an offer? If so...
What? No, you're a disgrace. Is that a teapot sticking out of your trousers?
No, no, no. I'm just pleased to see you.
What? So that's your penis?
No, well, no. It is a teapot.
Okay, so you're not pleased to see me? Well, I'm certainly not pleased to see you or your teapot.
See you soon!
Compose, you are soaked.
How did you get on?
The groundwork is done. The groundwork is done. Now, who wants a cuppa?
Great play, great play.
Wow, more.
One of the great plays.
More.
Wow.
Yeah, well done, everyone. Really good. Really good. Especially you, Ed.
Thanks.
The acting lessons are paying off there, weren't they?
And I want to dedicate that to all our supporters on Patreon. They are...
Here's a little thank you to some brand new patrons. Elise Davignon, thank you very much. Thank you to Annette, and thank you to Sander Epping. Jennifer Hill, thank you. Thank you very much, Hare. Thank you, Steve Robbins and Dan Flack and Jonas Bush. Thank you, Charlotte Clark. And thank you, Heather Lemfesty, Emily Clark and Anna Milan, and Greg Knock, thank you too. Thank you, PD. And big thank you to Jessica Lindquist. We think you've donated too much.
Oh, unbelievably, that's the end of the podcast.
No.
Oh, but thank you to Joseph, Mark Ziff, Will Ziff, Ben Ziff, and the pianist Ziff. Joe Walker, you are everything. Thank you for listening, everyone else. See you on tour. And let's say goodbye with a quick reprise of the likes and dislikes music, please. Because I've got some new lyrics which I'm handing out to you right now. Remember this song?
Not really.
Nope.
Here it is, likes and dislikes, the reprise.
Two.
What are you into? What sort of thing do you like?
Gold things, because gold things are quite shiny.
What are you into? What sort of thing do you like, Mark?
I love my cat, because my cat is ever so tiny.
What are you into? What sort of thing do you like, Ben?
I respect a pilot, either lady or a fellow.
Oh, it's going well. What are you into, Will? What sort of thing do you like?
Hey, man, have you tried blow? It always makes me mellow.
What are you into, Ed? What sort of thing do you like?
I suppose it'd have to be a zebra, because it looks a bit like a horse.
What are you into, Joe? What sort of thing do you like?
I love a star because it's pointy, of course.
What are you into, Mark? What sort of thing do you like?
I like a monk.
monkeys all are so quiet.
What are you into? What sort of thing do you like?
Ben, a sword! Useful in if you're
what
in a riot.
Are you into, Will? What sort of thing do you like?
I like jelly, cause jelly is really dense.
What are you into, Ed? What sort of thing do you like?
I suppose I like a standoff, cause you know, standoff can be really tense.
It can. That is super, super. Oh no, I'm sorry, I meant what fish are you into? What sort of fish do you like, Joe?
Goldfish. Goldfish are quite shiny.
That's right. What fish are you into, Mark? What sort of fish do you like?
I love my catfish, and my catfish is ever so tiny.
What fish are you into? What sort of fish do you like?
I respect a pilot fish, either lady or a fellow.
Quite right. What fish are you into? What sort of fish do you like?
Well, hey man, have you tried a blowfish? It always makes me mellow.
What fish are you into? What sort of fish do you like?
I suppose it'd have to be a zebra fish, cause it looks a bit like a horse.
What fish are you into? What sort of fish do you like, Joe?
I love a starfish because it's pointy, of course.
Of course! What fish are you into? What sort of fish do you like, Mark?
I like a monkfish. A monkfish is always so quiet.
It really is. What fish are you into? What sort of fish do you like, Ben?
A swordfish. Useful if you're in a riot.
Oh, really is. What fish are you into? What sort of fish do you like, Will?
I like a jellyfish. A jellyfish is really dense.
Last one. What fish are you into? What sort of fish do you like?
I suppose I like a standoffish person. Yes, I know a standoffish person can be really tense.
And that is super fish.
Whoa.
Cool.
That's mind-bending.
Yeah, it'll do.
Good enough for the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.